it's not okay for Sinn Féin to be silent about it, and for Marion Harkin to be silent about it, and for Eamon Scannon and Frank Feehan to be silent about it, because those two men understand that. They both helped Tony McLoughlin when he banned fracking. The gas is still there. We have to be serious about what's going on. We can't just ignore the reality.
You want all our TDs and ministers in the Northwest region, where there's such an acute interest in this, to come out and be vocal and state their positions.
Yeah, they need to come out, but we're nearly past that. What are they going to do now? Like, Eamon Scanlon should be talking to Dara O'Brien and getting him to clarify publicly to say that there's no support for private LNG. But the Taoiseach came out during the weekend and said that he couldn't have LNG quick enough. What I'm saying to them is they shouldn't be part of this government. Why is Marion Harkin supporting this government? The people that voted for her did not vote for her to go and bring in that arbitration, changes to the Arbitration Act. They didn't support her to remove Irish neutrality. Why is she supporting that government? It's just not okay. And I don't like to be in a position where I'm talking about our local TDs, because I like our local TDs. I know them all personally. You know, in the past, there was great leadership shown here with Frank Feehan and Eamon Scanlon on fracking. You know, before the elections, Marion Harkin did work on the LNG. And, you know, we thought that she was going to be there for us on that issue. Our TDs in North Leitrim, they understand the importance of protecting, you know, areas like Glenfarne and Kilty and keeping fracking out of here. We've done it already. Like, we have the legislation. It's all happened. The narratives are all changing. Now we're removing the triple lock, fast-tracking large-scale infrastructure. We're making deals with corporations that they can sue the Irish state. We're agreeing that if a corporation gets a finding in an international court, that the Irish government will facilitate that. The effect of that is that we won't be able to stop these big corporates coming in and extracting resources from here.
Just to play devil's advocate here for a moment, if I can, and the government, and I presume our local TDs, as a result, will point to the fact that, you know, we need to have energy options in this country. And as a result of that, that is why the government are saying that's why they're allowing this particular terminal to go ahead down in Ennis, is to make sure that we have options, to make sure that the lights are kept switched on in the country. Is that something that you'd take at face value?
Yeah, so that's the narrative. The narrative is that, you know, that we have to keep the lights on and we have to build houses. But actually, that's not what's going on. I mean, already over 21% of our electricity is going to data centres. And, you know, we had said, OK, we need to stop and review before we continue with that. And this government, we're going to have them for the next couple of years. They're in a kind of a place now where they're untouchable. They have the numbers to stay in power. And they're making all these difficult decisions now. But what they're doing is they're walking away from climate action.